And now with this look at the news, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting. Congress has passed a comprehensive highway bill. The five-year piece of legislation is fully funded and is worth over $300 billion. Arkansas is expected to receive $2.5 billion in those 5 years, which is expected to help the Arkansas Highway Transportation Department finish existing projects and start looking at new ones. U.S. Representative Rick Crawford says overall, Arkansas came out of the deal pretty well.
An increase over about a $244 million increase over what that five-year level would have been at current level. So, I mean, we fared pretty well considering that we're a small state, small delegation. You know, you can imagine the bulk of the dollars went to places like California, Texas, Florida, Pennsylvania, New York, those kinds of places. But all in all, on a percentage basis, Arkansas fared pretty well.
And tucked into the legislation is a designation for the new Interstate 555. U.S. Highway 63 will become the new Interstate 555 next year after Crawford put an exemption for agricultural vehicles on a three-mile stretch of the highway between Painway and Mark Tree. Without the exemption, the highway would not be an interstate because there's no access road for agricultural vehicles to go, which would force farmers to go at least 90 miles out of the way to cross the St. Francis floodway. Crawford says exemption saves the state $30 to $40 million by not building a road that would be hardly used. He explains how the exemption will work.
Because what you're going to be seeing now is that agricultural traffic is confined to a three-mile piece of I-555, whereas now ag traffic can go on unimpeded on the entirety of US 63. And so what we're doing is saying that this is an interstate standard road here. It is an interstate. And as such, we've got to follow the rules. And the rules say you can't put agricultural equipment on the interstate. However, we've been given a waiver for a three-mile stretch. So you will see that, yes, there'll be some agricultural traffic on that three-mile stretch, but it's confined to daylight hours, placarded vehicles, and there'll be plenty of signage on the road to make motorists aware that they are entering a three-mile stretch where they might encounter slow-moving vehicles.
The move to make U.S. 63 the new Interstate 555 has been in the works for at least 20 years. Crawford says the Arkansas Highway Commission will officially approve the designation and will hold an official celebration in February. He says it's a huge economic development boost for the region. He says towns along the highway and near it will benefit, and he explains why.
If you're going to attract new businesses, one of the first boxes they want to be able to check is interstate access. And for folks outside of our region, they don't know or care that US 63 is interstate quality, and they don't know or care that you can run from Jonesboro to I-55 pretty much unimpeded. What matters to them is that it's interstate.
The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department says after the highway bill becomes law, the state will approve the designation and then will start the process of relogging all 44 miles of Highway 63 to the new I-555. New interstate shields will be placed on the highway, and then mapping companies will be notified about the change. Those will include paper maps as well as Google Maps, MapQuest, and others. Then a formal dedication ceremony will take place in Jonesboro in February. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting for KASU News. More news available on our website, kasu.org.